Welcome back to Roaming with Restless Women. Today I have with me Dallas-based Marty McDonald. Marty left her job in corporate America to first create a media company called Boss Women Media. She's on a mission to help women achieve more and remove fear as a barrier to those who have big goals and dreams. Like many, Marty decided to go for her dream of creating a community of empowerment, change, and freedom. She took an idea based on connection and turned it into a movement of more than 100,000 women that includes the Multi-City Black Girl Magic Tour, the annual Boss Woman of the Year Summit, and a loyal community. Marty has also started a children's wear brand focusing on Black girls up to the age of 5. Ellie Eliz Olivia, is it Ellie or L?
L.
L Olivia. I knew I was going to mess that up. L Olivia, which has carried in over 400 Target locations nationwide. L Olivia was created out of a medical situation that her daughter was diagnosed with before birth that necessitated immediate surgery right after she was born. And while Marty was in the NICU sitting with her baby, she realized that advocacy and representation were two key ingredients that Elle would need to navigate the world. So she launched Elle Olivia in 2022 to show Black girls big possibilities through the clothes that they wear. In May, they launched their lay and play sets that allowed babies and toddlers to sleep or on soft bamboo fabric. In 2023, Target again picked up the line and began selling it in their stores last October. So welcome, Marty. I probably screwed some of that up, but I had to edit your bio a little bit down so we can get it within time. How are you today?
I am amazing. How are you?
I am amazing too. So you are a really busy woman and a busy mother. So start first of all by telling me about your decision to leave corporate America and start your Boss Women Media company.
Yeah, so back in 2017, December 1, 2017, to be exact, I left my corporate job. And really, Julie, there was a couple of reasons why I left, but the main reason was because I didn't see myself. I didn't see anyone who looked like me, so I didn't know what was possible. And I think that's so interesting, right? When a woman doesn't see herself when she's sitting in a space that she's trying to build from, it's hard for her to navigate those waters to determine how she stays on this course, right? And so for me,
Absolutely.
it was, girl, you're not here, and you can fight the good fight of trying to create a seat for you to be at this table, or you can go create your own table. So I decided, you know what? I'm gonna go ahead and go create my own table and see what the outcomes can be developed from that. If I need to come back, I can come back, but my option wasn't to come back. My option was to say, you know what? I'm gonna go and bet on myself.
Amen, sister. I love that. That's perfect. And so, what do you think gave you specifically the confidence to go and do that?
I think it was a buildup, right? Confidence doesn't come just simply by saying you're gonna go do something. If anything, you lose your confidence when things like that happen. I think confidence come from experiences and hardships, right? And so, for me specifically, I grew up in a small town in Tennessee in a single parent household, and I had to navigate the waters of ambiguity in several ways, right? And I had to often find myself digging through or pushing through to get to the next level. I think those early childhood years of hardship developed a ton of confidence in me that I didn't necessarily know I was going to need or use as an adult, but it ended up working out in my favor. So as I was entering into these spaces of corporate America, right, I was like, you know, losing my confidence by being here. I'm
Wow.
losing what is my traits of strength and resilience because it's being demeaned in these environments. And I always like to say, confidence begets confidence, right? Once you gain a little bit, the next level will come, the next level will come, and then the next level will come. And so if I got the yes from the job offer, it gave me a little bit more confidence, right? But
Absolutely.
ultimately, what I realized was that the confidence wasn't coming strictly from the people. It needed to come from me. And that took a lot of soul searching and a lot of digging to discover my own confidence and really what made me stand out.
There you go. I love that. And so when I was just, I'm assuming that you got married or have a part had a partner when you were in corporate America, and then you guys were married, or then you had a baby. Tell me about your personal journey there.
So when me and my husband got married at a real young age, I
Okay.
was 25 when we got married. And me and my husband had been trying to have a family for a long time, right?
Yeah.
And we experienced a couple of miscarriages when we were doing that, when in that
Yeah.
process. And so in the thick of 2020, when the world was a little bit silent, I finally got pregnant and I stayed pregnant and I had my daughter Elle. But when I got pregnant at 24 weeks, she got diagnosed with something called congenital diaphragmatic hernia, which basically meant her spleen, liver, and intestines were in her chest. And we would have to
Oh.
have a surgery to move it back in its right place so that her lungs could fully develop. And
Ooh.
so that was probably one of the hardest experiences I've ever had to face going into the NICU and dealing with that. But what it taught me was through that experience, how to show up and what type of mom I needed to be for her. And it showed me that I needed to teach my daughter how to advocate for herself. That seems like such a simple skill, but you'd be surprised how folks do not know how to advocate for themselves. And that
Yeah.
NICU experience taught me that representation isn't synonymous. And she needed to see herself in this world through all areas and all exposure to know what was possible for herself. And that was my very early on lessons as a new mom that I
Wow.
was trying to educate for her.
Oh, wow. And so tell me about how that turned into building a clothing line, because that's pretty amazing.
When we were in the NICU and we didn't see many doctors or people in leadership who looked like us, right? And it left me kind of problem solving for her future, right? And I remember one day I was in Target. This was about 8 months later after we left the NICU and we brought a baby home and she got healthy and she was perfectly fine. I remember looking for something that I could showcase to her that had a character that looked like her, and I didn't see it. So I left Target that day, and it was just one of those very much so out of body experiences of you're supposed to go create it. It was like, oh, somebody was pointing their finger at me, God saying, you're supposed to go create it. And that's what I did. And 6 months later, we launched a collection. Of a play and a lay collection for the moms. It was a mommy and me collection and pajamas for the little girls. And then I sent a cold pitch email to Target and I said, hey, there are some gaps in your store. And I've developed this collection. It would be a perfect brand for Target. And we got awarded over 400 Targets to launch everyday collection, a holiday collection, a spring collection, summer collection in.
That is so incredible. Good for you. That took a lot of courage just in and of itself to reach out to a brand as big as Target with, the stores that they have. And that's amazing that you just went for it. That's crazy. I love it. I love it. That's perfect. So tell me about the collection. What pieces do you have? What characters do you have? And how do they represent?
Yeah, so the collection is called, the brand is called Elle Olivia. It's a lifestyle brand. It's a lifestyle brand for Black and Brown little girls to see themselves in everyday moments. We've launched with a signature collection, which is what we call our play and lay sets. Essentially, they're pajamas that are functional enough and designed that it's elevated enough for you to wear during the day as well. Through our character, Elle Olivia. Elle. She's artistic, she's charismatic, she's uplifting, she's inspiring. And she showcases to Black and Brown little girls their beauty, right? She's this beautiful character on the face of every shirt. She dreams big. She has these beautiful affirmations that she speaks through her big sunglasses, like, dream
Oh.
big, possibilities are endless. Or she says, you get it from your mama because that's where every little mama gets everything that she has from. And then her unique aspect is she changes her hair. Sometimes she wears braids with beads. Sometimes she wears her afro. Sometimes she wears puffs. But a little girl allows themselves to be seen through this character. And so
She's
we have backpacks, we have books. We're in the process of launching some new ways and through expression of how we bring her to life that's really exciting.
Oh wow, that's just I can't wait to go into a Target and actually see your stuff on the shelf. I'll be like, oh my gosh, I got to get this for my grandson. Even though he's not brown or black, and even though,
And that's how we want to normalize it. You don't have to,
exactly.
right? We want my daughter wears Frozen, right? We want all little kids to be able to see themselves in this world. We want all little kids to know what's possible in this world. And we're just doing it, one toddler at a time.
I
Because I
love
believe
that.
that we create equitable societies for our little kids, they're going to be in a much better place than where we are.
I hope so. I fervently believe that just based on interactions that I've had with my little nieces and great nieces and nephews, grand nieces and nephews, sorry. Kids are colorblind and all they want to do is play. Why
That's
don't we
it.
just let them play with whoever they want to play with? Who do they click with? Forget all the rest of it, right? It's kids playing. It's wonderful. So tell me, how do you balance, going back to kind of a more personal take on you yourself, how do you balance all of this work that you've got going on with also being a mom?
I don't even know what that means, Julie. Here's what I believe. I believe that you make time for what's important for you, right? And so for
Yes.
me right now in this season of life, what is incredibly important for me is that I'm a wife and I'm a mom and that I'm present in those moments, right?
Yes.
I'm also betting on myself. I want my kids and my husband to see that, and they have a front row seat to that. They will be able to say, man, my mom believed in herself. And because she did, I have the tools to do the same, right? And whatever that looks like from a day-to-day perspective is how I balance it, right? Now, I'm not out here baking chocolate chip cookies from scratch for my kids to eat when they get home from school. But so there's some substitutes that are involved, right? But I am pushing through to showcase to them how to be good decision makers. How to have the confidence that they need to navigate this world. And most importantly, how to lean into your faith and use that as your strategy. And so
Mm-hmm.
that's how I'm showing what balance looks like in our house. And I don't have it figured out every day, 1000% at all. I'm just navigating the waters in a way that's smart and strategic and that has a ton of being able to maneuver in a way that is flexible. I have three kids,
Yes.
age of four. I have to be flexible every day. So,
Wow. So you went on after L to have two more?
I had twins.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, so it was unexpected. Did not know. But I have 19-month-old twins, and man, yeah, it's a lot going on in our house, to say the least.
Wow. Are they boys or girls or both?
A boy and a girl.
Oh, how sweet. Oh my goodness, I can't even imagine having two at one time. Oh my
Yeah.
goodness. And now three underneath, 4 years
Crazy.
old.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, congratulations on that. Is there anything that you have on your docket coming up that you want to mention to
Yeah,
our
absolutely.
population? Yeah, tell me what's going on with you.
So, recently got a book deal. Super excited about it. And my book releases this October. It's called Audacious. It is a bold guide for you to live the life and career of your dreams. It really is what I'd like to say, a blueprint for folks to bet on themselves, right? It takes you through a lot of frameworks that I've learned over the past 7 years of building a seven-figure business and the waters that I've had to navigate, but most importantly, how I've been able to put myself in rooms and positions to pitch some of the world's largest brands and how I've been able to deliver. So if you're someone who's trying to figure out how do I go from A to B in my career and in my life, this book right here, Audacious, is your guide in
Oh,
doing this.
looks
It
beautiful.
is, I mean, so many incredible lessons for $27 that have cost me hundreds of thousands of dollars that I
And
can't wait for the world to get busy.
it's coming out in October of 25.
Yes.
Oh, congratulations. I'll definitely make sure that's in the show notes.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And we'll have to bring your podcast back in October too. And
Yes,
relaunch it
absolutely.
with your book launch. That would be awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I have three questions that I ask at the end of every interview, and we're coming to the end. So let me just go ahead and start with these. The first one is if you can close your eyes. And I'm going to say a couple things, and I want you to tell me what appears in your mind. Wise woman. Wise woman. So open your eyes and tell me what showed up.
A wise woman, something that showed up was a woman who was just beautiful and had a posture and a statue about her. And she was fearlessly going after everything that she desired.
There you go. I love that. And where do you like to roam?
Where do I like to roam? Oh my God. I love to roam in the stores of which I can create.
I love it.
A home goods run where I get to pick out some new pillows because it's about to be spring. You can find me roaming in those areas and creating and dreaming in my head and envisioning. God gave me the gift of vision very well and distinctly, and I love to do that in all aspects of my life.
Oh, that's beautiful. Spoken as a true designer, I wish I had the eye, but don't. And final question, what makes you restless, but in a good way?
What makes me restless is making sure that my children's children are set up for a future that is equitable and sustainable,
I
that
love
they
that.
have resources and tools that create true equitable society. Is what I'm committed to doing.
That's beautiful. I'm restless for that too, frankly. Well, thank you so much, Marty. I've loved it this. I will make sure, folks, that all of the information that you need to contact Marty, both her clothing line as well as her book coming up, as well as her media company, I'll make sure all of that is in the show notes. And thank you again, Marty, for being with us.
Thank you so much, Julie, for having me.